Memba, any young memoirs under the Tilton and Zinta in the Sweden of a teacher in the Colo Kid under the first step under the Kibuji Jonah. Young Tene Ko Shadagatene, Mama, Santagatene, Lini, Lini, which is in the younger age.
And then another way of imagining it is that to imagine that in a great, you know, assembly of people, you are given some great award, something that makes you very, very happy.
There would
be a strong sense of
this solid eye at that time. And it is said that at such a time, the appearance of the eye comes very clearly. どばだめどばにちゃちゅちゅわれらにちゅばけてめんろさんけど。いやじゃそう。どばだめどび。まるたんぼ。なんだてねえ、ああ、ばぼちょね。うん。てねべりんりんぼんだぶち、ほわちんぐろわ。うん。てねべくんがんびばしゃぶちけてね、がでろてね、がとるりんりんぼんだぶち、ぶちんぐろわ。てにで、ねびげがらへんちゅとばんぜんばゆぞんぐとね。
Now it seems to me that at this time of great of accusation or time of great award, you have this sense of an inherently existent I, but then on top of it, there is a very concrete sense of this badness or goodness also. So this is the inherently existent I, and these are the inherently existent and solid goodness and badness. And the inherently existent I is that basis of the appearance of this very solid or inherently existent goodness and badness. This is the way
it is said.
For instance, to draw some sort of picture or letters and so forth, the blackboard is the basis. So I think that this basis one is probably the mode of apprehension of the inherently existent I. But then within that also, there is the inherently existent I and the conventionally or validly existent I. So you're taking as the subject the validly existent, the conventionally existent I, and as a predicate, trying to realize that it does not inherently exist. But we cannot make the differentiation between these two until you realize infinite. So what one needs to do is to combine what is said in the books with one's own experience about the subject and the predicate, the basis of the negation and that which is being negated, and proceed with the negation. This is the essential, the first essential of the identification or the ascertainment of the object of negation. Then the other essentials are concerned with the type of reasoning that one uses. For instance, the reasoning of the lack of being one or many.
then ta den de me biliba den ka za da me do yo ta den me ta den de me biliba
and then in Chandrakirti's supplement to Nagarjuna's treatise on the middle way he sets forth a reasoning which is a non finding of the I in seven different ways
ta ta de de me ban da ba de won di da ten ne ma mbu ji chang gu yo le ta che to ti ji ta la ten ne ge chang gu le
so for the reasoning which is the lack of being one or many one has to have four essentials for the other one has to have more one has to have nine I added in nine he said nine
ta ta gi ngara du hie ne ten ga ja de ngo zung yo na me na
So let's leave it as the identification of the object of negation. We're dealing with the first of, say, the four essentials. Leave it as that. Do you have questions?
Just what I was going to ask, I wasn't clear what the self-goodness is that.
You know, when someone accuses you, you feel, well, I'm very good, I'm a very good person, I'm a very bad person.
Just so it's a feeling
of
yourself.
So so ran, yabu yimba, so so ran, tubu yimba. Rube, and da, hansa chik shiabra wa, hansa rabi tini.
Oh, tere. Tene, nawa yungu marewa. Nawa yungu marewa, nawa mayungu di,
He says it's hard to get an appearance of the object of negation. So you take some event like this and imagine it, and somebody accusing you of being a thief, and being a thief is a very bad thing. And so you have this basic appearance of the inherently existing I, and then of this bad thief. Whatever the person is, and whatever someone says doesn't make it so. But when in a crowded place, somebody accuses somebody who isn't a thief of being a thief, the person gets angry, right?
That's an example.
So it's given as an example and that somebody, you know, and there are these two minds really that are, let's see, there are these two appearances. And then you have to have this watchful consciousness. But at a point of great anger, it's very difficult to have a watchful consciousness,
right?
So when you get used to this mode of procedure of watching to see the object of negation, it actually comes to happen then that when good things and bad things are claimed about you, you in fact don't take any pleasure or any displeasure in them anymore. And I don't know if he was joking by saying that then you couldn't see the object of negation. Yes?
Question?
Question, please. I think we learned this class a while ago, but I'm still not clear on it. He was talking about three qualities that something must have if it exists. With a three being, there must be imputed. It must not be harmed by the conventional valid cognizance. It must not be harmed by the ultimate reasoning consciousness. And one of the challenges put against the Prasangas was, what about the horns of a rabbit? It's imputed, and it's imputed, but then the answer was, it's damaged by a later conventional cognizance and not actually exists. Same with the image in a mirror as well.
As being a face.
As being a face, right. But how about something like a table? It's imputed, it's not damaged by conventional consciousness, but is the table damaged by ultimate consciousness?
And then, Rōng rā rāpa te, and then lō rā nā wā rāpa, then yāng lō rā shāpa chē chōg rēs. And then, tātū chō chē ki tsē mē,
tātū
dī nā gu mā rēs.
Nā gu mā rēs.
And then,
tāni chō chē ki.
Nā rē, chī tāni bā tsē mē nā gu rēs. Tā chōg sē bē nā, lō rā shāpa rēs.
Shāpa rēs.
Rāpa? Tuna juje ki tseme nyogu mares.
Nyogu mares. Kora, jawa nagi kune.
Ene, mare, tanipe tseme nyogu mares.
Nyogu mares.
Yine yang, tundam juje ki tseme nyogu res.
Te nyogu mares.
The ultimate valid cognizer will not harm, doesn't harm, doesn't damage.
Karin tene, tundam juje ki tseme nyogu juje de chuchin che. Tiki tindu, watele rangun nyo chuba de gaja che ne.
What the ultimate valid cognizant, what the ultimate reasoning consciousness is refuting, is inherent existence with respect to the table. It is the table is the substratum, and what the ultimate reasoning consciousness is refuting is an attribute of it.
Yes. Tene tagi tene tutala maju kengi tetsu tege tene chuchen kwaran de mere lukudu.
But what the Svatantrikas and others say is that when you refute that attribute, you refute the very substratum, the subject itself.
Ta ngara ta tenju wa ge chuchen kwaran tagi tene lukudu pa tane ta tang de chuchen sigre.
But for the Prasangikas, the subject itself is merely imputedly existent.
And
therefore, when you're not satisfied with that, but you're looking for something beyond that, then you're getting into the object of negation. Thus, when you're investigating beyond the point of you're not being satisfied with the object just being inherently existent, and you're looking into it further. Therefore, what it doesn't find refutes something further. It doesn't refute mere nominal existence.
So then the other challenge was brought, what about inherent existence itself?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that exist?
Mm-hmm.
And what damage is that? Conventional cognizance?
No. No. Well, because that's what
the same as a horn of a rabbit?
No. Because it's the horns of a rabbit, you go looking for it, you can't find it.
How about
this is just conventional. With that, it's the ultimate reasoning consciousness that's needed.
What is it conventional cognizant validation?
No.
Therefore, both
damage. Oh, you're saying if it doesn't establish it, it must damage it.
Yeah.
Then a jokse rabbit, mare, jokse dengue, or Rajin Trubiyorva. Di tanya betseme drunku marvas, cheta tanya betseme nyogres, nyoga yinde drunku
madu bala sega mare. Tanya betseme asa di tanda kare sebre. Tanya betseme korang madu na ye kugu nyogo mare.
Even though a conventional valid cognizer does not establish the inherent existence of a table, that doesn't mean it has to harm it. For instance, a valid cognizer realizing a pillar doesn't harm a valid cognizer realizing a pot.
Or whatever,
even though the one doesn't realize the other. right? The one realizing the pillar doesn't realize the pot.
Okay.
But its mere non-realization of the pot doesn't damage that there's pot.
What about the individual realizing? Let's say you're not being able to realize it.
In a room the ra in the tanya vetsema can this no be obvious.
What the room the ra singe de cheta yo ma de wa. Te me pa ton de de room ra de
ka. In the cheta me pa can this to be obvious.
Cheta me pa san na ngatha de ne room go le ta de ngara ton go le ra me pa de to go le wa.
So I asked him, well, how do you understand that there's no such thing as the horns of a rabbit? He said, well, we understand that we don't have horns on top of our head, right?
He's
saying that there are pictures nowadays of rabbits with a horn on it. In it, in the on this hakover, that you can make trouble, mother.
Mother, Naru Mami Bada Segurua. Mana Mami Bada Naru Mami Bada.
He's saying that the horns of a rabbit are such that if they did exist, they would be suitable to appear, but that they're not observed means then that they don't exist. If it's suitable to appear, but it's not observed, then that non-observation is sufficient to certify that it doesn't exist.
Not the wrong only mommy, this is a man. I'm going to tell you, but
you know, wrong, rare, tanamado. Never care about
that. Never to say this. Never to say the mother piggy, you're about to get a good nature. You're married.
So I said, well, wouldn't you have to go look at every rabbit?
Maybe go to your eye, you're married to get it. Huh? Rai, you can't get married. Rai, you can't
get
married.
He himself is giving some counter examples. He said, in general, it said humans don't have any horn, but the king Langdharma in Tibet, who by the way destroyed Buddhism for a while, is said to have had a horn on his head. Okay. Thank you.